Hi, Kirsty Melville here, and you're with 360 Documentaries on RN. This week, three stories from the country, tales of art, farming, and our complex relationship with fire.
And then I received one phone call from a man in Bridgewater, from the Bridgewater pub, and I said to him, I don't know where Trevor is, maybe he's back at the house. And he said, oh, don't you know? And I said, no, what? And he said, oh, I'm really sorry that your house is gone. And I said, this isn't funny. You know, you're sounding drunk. I'm pregnant. This isn't funny. And he repeated it and was very apologetic. And I remember my mother taking over the phone and me sliding down the wall, going into this unreal state.
We Are Flames, which includes a story of survival from the Ash Wednesday bushfires in South Australia, coming up in about half an hour. First up today, though, we're off to a picturesque farm on the New South Wales Central Coast. Rural communities have always battled with isolation. They're easy to ignore politically, and they're less well endowed with technology than their urban counterparts. Folk in the bush have learnt never to expect too much. But this inequality is slowly starting to change. In the hills above the coast lives a farmer who's also an artist. Or perhaps he's an artist who's also a farmer. His name is Neil Berrickery-Brown, and despite years of frustratingly slow and unreliable access to the internet, he's been leading a push to connect like-minded people living in the country. Neil is the third generation to work this land, but as an artist, he's also spent many years working, teaching and curating, both in Australia and overseas. Michael Sheriffs went to visit Neil in the lush landscape he calls home, just north of the Hawkesbury River.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here moo there, moo everywhere, moo-moo. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Old farmhouse. Looks like it's had a few extensions on it.
Oh, hello, Michael.
Neil.
Good to see you.
Absolutely.
I'm Neil Berrickery-Brown. I live here on the farm at Mangrove Mountain with my wife, Jiyoung. She originally comes from Korea, and she has brought her considerable experience and skills as a dancer and choreographer. I've had a long history of engagement in contemporary art practice. So now we're applying those skills and that awareness and that sensitivity to what we do here running the farm.
Neil lives in the community of Mangrove Mountain on the New South Wales Central Coast, where he's a third generation farmer as well as being a professional artist. Two roles he sees as interchangeable, and both of which he says describe who he is and what he does.
So we have a farm now that we are developing in a particular way, using those skills that we have as artists to make something of this place, which will be simultaneously a functioning farm and a work in itself. So we don't need to distinguish between those two things. They can exist simultaneously, although normally you would think that the kind of activities involved with farming and in art are exclusive. I don't think they need to be. Your art doesn't need to be paintings or pictures or photographs or constructions on the farm. The farm itself can be the work. Which includes all of those things. And we're also trying to bring various projects here, bring artists from overseas and try and make this farm part of the community, in that it becomes a place that generates a kind of enhanced cultural life for the community. So we've got a number of local people involved. Some of them are artists, some of them have never done art before, but have become really fascinated by the possibilities and wanted to become involved because we've done a few little art projects in the community.
Three little ducks went out one day over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only two little ducks came back.
I'm Claire. I live at Mangrove Mountain. I work with my family on a free-range egg farm. Having left my teaching job to come back to work on the farm. And, yeah, so I'm sort of getting on in years, but, you know, I'm still there, plugging away, collecting eggs each day.
Claire is one of Neil's neighbours, and over the years she's been closely involved in the Mangrove Mountain Country Fair.
When Neil came back to the area and introduced the idea of the special arts program, it gave a lot of people a chance to put on display, I guess, some of the things that they liked doing. It gives a chance for people to express ideas about our area, which there's no other forum that's available to do that. So, yeah, it's been interesting. And each year he comes up with some new and imaginative thing that we're going to have as our focus. So, yeah, I think it's interesting to see what other people think about the various issues that we that we've had to discuss. A lot of people, older people, probably going through school, you know, art was one of those scary sorts of subjects that, you know, oh, I can't draw or I can't do such and such. And so a lot of people are not prepared to have a go at things. Whereas, yeah, then you can take that away and people can have a go at. They've got all sorts of skills that are not necessarily the traditional idea of art. It's not the painting hanging on the wall, but it's a skill, it's a craft, it's a way of expressing things that a lot of people are very talented with but didn't realise. I mean, they would never have called what they do art.
Traditionally, the relationship between cities and country communities has been fraught, and for rural artists, this relationship has been almost feudal, with all the money, power and access to larger audiences being dictated by urban tastemakers. So what does Neil feel has changed in recent years?
There are two things that have happened. The artists who've been living in the rural and regional areas have recognised that feudal system exists and have decided that they don't need that anymore. The other thing that has happened is that people have moved from the cities because they're wanting something else in their lives. So we've had an influx of people who are quite skilled and educated and sophisticated in their understanding of contemporary practice in music, in literature, in performance, a whole range of things. They've come into these regions. What we're starting to do now is get these people coming together to work together, and that's, we're seeing that in this area, and we're working to make that more so. Those people are also in their shift, gradually shifting their focus from the cities, and they've come from the cities, and for a time they continue to go back there and look back there, but after a period of time, when they can see that there's something else happening outside and that artists now that have been living in these places are recognising that they don't need to be part of that feudal system. They can, they're free of it. All they have to do is make their own connections and draw strength from the fact that this is happening not just in other locations in Australia but in other parts of the world.
So this is the other aspect of this, that there is a global community of rural artists that can collaborate. Tell me what has brought that about.
Well, the internet has been very useful, but people have used the internet, as they could have used other means of communication, to seek those things out. I think they are looking for those colleagues out there somewhere, and globalisation is probably a factor. The local has become more important as the corporate global world strengthens its grip on the way in which things function. I think the local has become far more interesting as a place to be. and a place where you can actually have some effective role to play. So linking those localities becomes a way in which an alternative structure, supportive structure, can be put together. Because in isolation, you can sit on the side of a hill and think lovely thoughts, but I just like the idea of all of those hermits sitting on the side of the hill coming together for some meetings and some projects and some sharing. And that's what one of the things that we're trying to do.
Two little ducks went out one day over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 but only one little duck came back.
I've been doing some projects with an Irish artist, Fiona Woods. We've worked together on a number of exhibitions. She has come here and done workshops for us. And at the moment, she has put another little project together. But Veronica Nicholson, who is an Irish artist that Fiona knows, has been connected to us here at the farm. And we're going to be doing a joint project together. So Fiona has been the catalyst to bring that together. And it's very promising work that we're doing, connecting two parts of the world and two artists who have an interest in rural issues.
My name's Fiona Woods and I'm a visual artist. I live in a very small community on the west coast of Ireland in County Clare. It is quite a traditional rural community. I mean, the west coast of Ireland in general has seen an influx of people really from the 1970s, from the continent, from Europe. So there would be quite alternative communities dotted around. But the particular spot where I am is very much a traditional kind of Irish rural community. Around 2005, I realised that we had to sort of get a lot of these people I'd been talking to around the world through emails, you know, I'd picked up on people's websites or whatever. We needed to get those people in a room and start talking. And in fact, an Australian artist got in touch with me, Neil Barrackree Brown from Brown's Cows in New South Wales. And we began a fairly serious exchange, and I travelled out to Australia and presented an exhibition of an artist collective called the Ground Up Artists Collective, which is very much focused on art in relation to rural places. I brought that out to the Mangrove Mountain County Fair in 2008, and I set up my stall, as it were, within the fair. And I really spent those 3 days, you know, in very intense conversations with people from Mangrove Mountain, kind of just discussing the experience of, you know, being where they are, and, you know, my perception as a visitor, I suppose.
Things that have come about as a result of this networking of people working outside the urban areas. Projects have been set up to travel work in other countries. What we did a little while ago was to put together a project here at Mangrove Mountain. So it was artists from here, artists who were associated with our farm here at Mangrove Mountain, and we put together works which were travelled along the Silk Road from Tashkent to Tbilisi. It was hosted by the Nine Dragon Heads organisation, which is an artist-run organisation out of Korea, and our works were taken along that route and used as tokens of exchange and negotiation and of giving. So it was very much a process of taking the product from here, using it as a way of gifting between the artists who are part of the Nine Dragon Heads excursion along the route and the people they met. So it set up little moments of exchange, of giving, of relationship, of knowing, despite the language issues. And it was about storytelling. So each of the works that we sent had a story associated with it. Each of these moments, each of these little vignettes that just happened, created a story in itself. So those stories then came back. We then decided what we would do is move it back to the farm where it began, in a sense.
One little duck went out one day over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But none of the three little ducks came back.
I'm Juliet Fowler-Smith, and I live in Sydney, but my family come from Dungog in the Upper Hunter Valley. and my family have been there for five generations farming, and we've all been affected by the recent Tillagra Dam, which was cancelled in 2010. Unfortunately, our family had to sell prior to that.
The battle over the proposal for the Tillagra Dam in the Hunter Valley went on for many years, and in spite of the project being shelved, the damage had already been done for many families, including Juliet's. So it's perhaps unsurprising that the subject is a bit of a recurrent theme in her artwork. So we're at Neil Berrickery Brown's farm, and there's a project coming up in a month, and you're looking for a site for an installation, for a work.
Yep.
Tell me what you're thinking of.
My latest obsession is it's actually an international thing, and it's to do with dams again. I was reading that the Three Gorges Dam is going to, when it's full, will tilt the earth 2 centimetres and make it slightly flatter at the top and bulging in the middle. And it's true. You look it up.
Neil, I think she's going to flood your property.
Yes, so
yes.
We'll have to try and find a site for you, will we?
Yes, I have. Well, up at the farm, there was this guy who was like one of those classic country guys who would, you know, decorate the yard with a whole lot of stuff. And he put a car up a tree. His name's Bowie Hancock. Lovely man. Anyway, I've always been obsessed about this car. How on earth did he get the car up the tree? So I figured in my imagination, with the tilt of the earth, I'm going to have, you know, the boat could be. Okay, I've got a tinny, and I'm going to see if I can get the tinny up the tree. But we just have to see what happens.
So this site here is going to be kind of pivotal to the future of the earth, is it?
Well, because I'm going to Finland in June, and there's this funny feeling about, like, they're up there and we're down there, so Finland's going to get squashed. And I don't know if Australia will sort of bulge out a bit. So I've been trying to think of how can I get people to have the physical sense of the earth being tilted, even though, you know, because it's only 2 centimetres.
You lean all the trees over slightly.
Yes, or take photos, yes. So I'm sort of just playing around with those ideas and working with that here, and then thinking about how I can sort of develop it further on.
So with this, Neil, how many artists are you expecting to be setting up here?
We've got about a dozen artists who either live here on the Central Coast, which is the area where Mangrove Mountain is. We've got a few from Sydney, and we've got 4 coming from overseas. We've got 2 more who will be sending work from England. We've got one lot of has arrived already, not him. So this is one of the things we try and do, is try and make it possible for people to work here, even if they can't physically make it, because they are very interested in the concept and what we're doing here, so we want them to be able to participate, even if physically it's a little different. Got to watch out for that rooster, you might...
Yes, that's why I'm not turning my back to him.
No.
That is Neville.
That's Neville, yes. Mm. Can't be trusted.
So in all of this, I can't help wondering whether Neil sees an impact of his artistic and farming life on the wider community of Mangrove Mountain.
I think we can say definitely in this area that what we have been doing has had a significant effect in sort of the cultural life of the area and the way in which the area thinks about itself, and therefore its capacity to do more, its capacity to build other enterprises, its capacity to build other cultural activities. So we can definitely see it in this place. I think we can see the same thing. I think Ian at Swan Hill would probably say the same thing is happening in his area. The Swedish group definitely would say the same, and there are various groups in Ireland that Fiona has been involved with. So Fiona Woods has done some very good networking work in bringing different groups together, and she's got a group also, I think, in Eastern Europe somewhere she's working with. I think we can definitely say in many of those communities there have been quite clearly measurable benefits.
So Mother Duck went out one day over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 and all of the three little ducks came back.
The voice of young Claire Berrickery-Brown, who lives happily amongst the ducks, cows and global artistic goings-on of her father Neil and mother Gion on the New South Wales Central Coast. That program was produced by Michael Sheriffs. The sound engineer was Carey Dell. And if you want to find out more about the burgeoning networks of artists that Neil Berrickery-Brown and others are involved in, just go to our website, which you'll find a link to on the Radio National front page.